Welcome to The Science of Parenting, a podcast dedicated to sharing scientific information with parents. I'm Lori Hayings, Human Sciences Specialist, Family Life, for Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Do you want your children to succeed in life? What parent doesn't? Today, parents are going to extremes to sign their children up for tutoring, enrolling in private lessons, and getting their children into the right schools. Parents are preoccupied with achievement and success. Yet few actually understand the impact that starting chores at the age of 3 or 4 can yield. Chores? Yes, chores! Plain and simple, old-fashioned household chores. But the results are as relevant and important today as they were in our grandparents' age. Mastery, responsibility, and self-reliance are all important skills for young people to learn. According to Dr. Marty Rossman, Professor Emeritus at the University of Wisconsin, they found that young adults who began chores at age 3 and 4 were more likely to have good relationships with family and friends. They were more likely to achieve academic and early career success and be self-sufficient as compared to those who didn't have chores to do or started their chores as teens. And what is most amazing is that doing chores doesn't have to cost parents a dime, and the result can be a household that's organized and clean with children who are contributing and learning at the same time. Chores can help children learn what it means to be kind, caring, and concerned about family members' needs. Dr. Richard Weisbord, psychologist with the Harvard Graduate School of Education, surveyed 10,000 middle and high school students and asked them to rank what they valued more: achievement, happiness, or caring for others. Not surprisingly, the majority chose either achievement or happiness over caring for others. But research tells us that personal happiness comes from strong relationships, not from high achievement. Dr. Weisbord acknowledges that parents need to readjust priorities, and helping children learn to be kind and helpful at home should be a priority. If you're thinking that your children are too busy for chores, you may want to evaluate their schedules. Completing chores may actually be a better strategy for long-term positive social and academic outcomes than whatever additional activities the kids are involved in. Isn't it ironic that many parents have stopped encouraging family household chores when it's actually a predictor of lifetime success? So join us this month on The Science of Parenting as we discuss ideas on how to prevent chore wars in your household. We'll discuss age-appropriate tasks and ways that you can encourage compliance without resistance. The topic of rewards for doing chores will be addressed, as well as how to acknowledge their success and how to address consequences for uncompleted tasks. As always, we look forward to hearing from you and what you have learned about the value of teaching and encouraging household chores.